Hautbrie on her really illustrated how fortunes can quickly turn around in this game of horse racing. Three Bridges Farm, they lost their star mare, Delago, missed during the week, but everything turned around for the better yesterday at Flemington, with Hautbrie on her, a horse they bred and have a significant share in winning the Group 2 Blazer Stakes. And Peter Liston joins us on Talking Horses this morning. Congratulations, Peter. Well done.
Thanks very much, Joe.
It caps off a week of highs and lows for you.
Yeah, 24 hours that you were crying 1 minute and laughing the next. So, but you all know in the horse game, that's how it rolls. So you've got to roll with the punches and hope you get more good ones than bad ones.
Yeah. What happened with Delago Mist, Peter?
She's had a complication in foaling, and she had a lovely Russian Revolution colt. And then we knew there was something wrong, so we rushed her to Shepparton Hospital. And then I just dropped her off and come home. And then on the way home, Toby rang me and said that they had to put her down. So it was a very sad day for the farm. We actually sold her as a weanling when we had Lakewood Stud. And a very good friend and owner, Peter Catalanis, actually owns the mare. But we always say to Peter that that mare's never ever leaving our farm. And Pete was always great, and he left. Always left her here with us and all his other mares as well. So we're very grateful for Peter. But it's one of those horses, even though we bred it, we still always thought we owned it, and the whole family loved it and the whole farm loved her. So, and she was a great brood mare, leaving four stakes winners. And we just found out during the week that her Group 2 winning daughter, Into the Mist, was in foal to... I am invincible, so, the dynasty will keep going.
Oh, that's good news. And now to headquarters yesterday at Flemington and the win of Hautbrie on her in the Group 2 Blazer Stakes. What a great turnaround of emotions for all of you. This filly's been knocking on the door for a while.
Oh, yeah, she's been an incredible filly. She's had five wins in 3 seconds, so getting a very good resume, but it's just that we've been very patient with her and that's been rewarded, and we still think there's a few better things to come, hopefully. So,
yeah, there were some great images posted of you shortly after the race looking pretty happy.
it was a bit of an emotional day, and the fact that it was always Pauline's favourite horse. When the horse was born, she told our friend and main owner and Gary Johnson that this horse is special, and we haven't had one this nice since Rinky Dink. So then Gary came along and said to us, well, she's up to, why are we selling it? So so we decided to keep it and race it with another good friend in Stevie Gardner from Western Australia, and Senator Chris Waller. And, she's just starting to string the wins together, and we think, there's a brilliant future ahead with the racing, but also we'd love to have her back here at Three Bridges as part of the Broodmare band as well.
Yeah. I'm sure that buoyed the spirits of your wife, Pauline, of course, who's coming back from a very serious injury she sustained in an accident on the farm. That would have made her very happy yesterday.
Yeah, well, her and Yana were home, obviously, because of the falling down and the busy season we have, but... I think we went through a few packets of tissues, and it was a really emotional win with all that's been happening in all our lives lately. So it was great, and a great ride, and a great training effort by Chris Waller, who just had one of those days that he'll probably never forget either.
Yeah, just an amazing effort by Chris across the two states in particular. He is some trainer. So what's the likely plan then with Hautbrie on her beyond yesterday?
Initially it was just going to be her last run this time in, so we'll just wait and see. We've just had a bit of trouble with her since she's been racing in Melbourne, getting on the wrong leg. But the Michael Walker did a fantastic job yesterday, and she showed us what she can do once she gets on the right leg. There's a few options coming up, but we'll just leave that to Chris, and he'll make all the decisions, and we'll be happy to go along with whatever he decides.
And how's your health tracking along, Peter? I know you're really looking after yourself these days, and probably running the Melbourne Cup with the miles you're covering on your morning walks these days.
I think I'm aiming more at the Magic Millions at this stage, but No, I had some scans last week, and I'll get the results of them on Tuesday. So hopefully the good luck from Hort beyond her keeps the ball rolling in our court.
Yeah, well, days like yesterday, Peter, are good for anyone's health, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. And it was an amazing friends and all the lovely messages we got from, you know, all around Australia, and there's quite a few overseas. I must mention Paul Willetts in this story, that he picked the mare out like he does with all our mares, and he's actually in England at the moment at the Tattle for Sale looking for horses. And, you know, he's an integral part of our set up here at Three Bridges. And this, you had an interview with Toby earlier in there. This is the mare that, when we bought the mare, Toby and Paul went $90,000 over budget and I hit the roof. So I said to Toby yesterday, mightn't have been that bad of an idea, but I've forgiven him now.
I'm sure you have.
Yeah, so, it was a funny time. So we did have a great day yesterday, and the VRC were very great, and we took a lot of our friends back to the Chairman's Club and had a great day.
Oh, lovely. That's great to hear. Peter, well done, and enjoy the journey with Hortbury on her. We'll look forward to seeing her next preparation, and good luck for the rest of the spring with the progeny you'll have, no doubt, racing all over the place and some of the horses you're also invested in.
Thanks, Joe, and your show's part of the scene now where everyone listens to it, and you're doing a great job. And thanks
very much.
Give us a call.
No problem at all. Peter Liston, it's always a pleasure to have him on Talking Horses, and he joins us this morning celebrating the win of Hortbury on Her in yesterday's Group 2 Blazer Stakes at Flemington.